Police in Hong Kong have arrested 40 anti-election law protesters who were trying to occupy a main road connecting the east and west of the island. Elsewhere, police used pepper spray to disperse a group of protesters who were planning to surround the government headquarters. Bahraini security forces have clashed with anti-regime protesters during demonstrations against the recent parliamentary polls. Saturday's vote was Bahrain's first parliamentary election since the start of the 2011 popular uprising. Pro-regime candidates won a majority of ballots amid a boycott by the main Shia opposition groups. The Palestinian Prisoners Society says that nearly 550 Palestinians, mostly minors, were abducted by Israeli forces in November alone. The organization also said the highest number of abductions took place in the occupied East Jerusalem Al-Quds and the West Bank. Israel's Minister of Military Affairs says if partners in the Israeli coalition cabinet keep arguing in public, it would be, quote, better to hold an election as soon as possible. Moshe Allen is the highest-ranking Israeli official to confirm the possibility of a snap vote. In Uruguay, the former president, Tabaré Vázquez, has won the presidential runoff election with almost 72% of the ballots counted. Vázquez has claimed more than 55%. His rival, Luis Lacalle Pou, conceded defeat and wished success for Vázquez in his new capacity. And in Moldova, early results from the country's parliamentary elections show pro-Russian parties have a strong lead. 27% of the votes have been counted so far. The poll is being closely watched in Brussels and Moscow to seek to create a sphere of influence in the region. U.S. President Barack Obama is reportedly set to meet with cabinet members and civil rights leaders over the Ferguson protests against the U.S. justice system, according to the White House. The meeting will focus on a review of federal programs that provide equipment to local law enforcement agencies.